This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Municipal conventions of Nepali Congress being held today. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa says government has adopted poor people-oriented and inclusive policy to safeguard their life and nation's economy. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa informs all citizens will be vaccinated by the end of this year. And US to allow aid for Afghanistan despite sanctions against the Taliban. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress is holding its municipal conventions today in the local levels where the ward conventions had been previously concluded. Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sharma informed that the meeting held at the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Office at Singhdarbar yesterday has decided to hold municipal conventions on September 25, which is today. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa has said the government has adopted poor people-oriented and inclusive policies to tackle poverty and hunger. In his virtual address to the Food Systems Summit organized by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres yesterday on the sidelines of the 76th United Nations General Assembly, the Prime Minister said Nepal had a food system that was highly vulnerable to disasters caused by climate change and extreme weather. The Prime Minister said the efforts were being made in line with Constitution's promise to ensure affordable, healthy and nutritious food for all Nepali people. Prime Minister Dewa utilized the forum to make it clear that Nepal was determined to achieve zero hunger by the year 2030. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa has said that Nepal has focused on improving health infrastructures and supplying oxygen and medical equipment to fight COVID-19. Addressing the global COVID-19 summit through virtual means organized by US President Joe Biden yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa shared about the initiatives taken by Nepal for vaccination of all its citizens against COVID-19. He said that 50% of the eligible population had got their first dose of vaccine against COVID-19, while one-third eligible population had been fully vaccinated so far. Prime Minister Dewa added that the country had ensured to provide full dose of vaccine against COVID-19 to all eligible Nepali citizens by April 2022. Nepal has stressed the need for renewed partnership among landlocked developing countries, transit countries and development partners to transform it from a landlocked country to a land-linked one. Virtually addressing the 20th annual ministerial meeting of the landlocked developing countries on the sidelines of the ongoing General Assembly of the United Nations, Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel stressed Nepal needed international support measures, aid for trade, technology transfer and direct investment to achieve economic growth and get rid of COVID-19 pandemic. The National Assembly yesterday endorsed the Finance Bill 2078 Bikram Samvat and Bill to raise National Date 2078 Bikram Samvat. The two bills presented by the Finance Minister Janardan Sharma in the meeting of the Upper House were endorsed with a majority of votes. Earlier, National Assembly Secretary Rajendra Puyal had tabled the bills in the Parliament's MILT meeting. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, continued protesting in the House session yesterday as well, urging the chair of the National Assembly to halt the meeting. The Supreme Court has issued a show cause order on writs filed against the ordinance relating to the political party Second Amendment. A bench led by Chief Justice Jolendra Samser Jabarai yesterday issued the show cause order on the writs refusing to issue an interim order. Six writs have been filed in the Supreme Court against the ordinance relating to the political party, demanding annulment of the ordinance. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampa Busal, yesterday met the World Bank's representatives, including its Vice President for South Asian Region, Hartwig Schaefer. In the meeting, Minister Bhusal appreciated the World Bank's contribution to Nepal's development, expressing the hope of getting continuous support from the World Bank in the days to come as well. On the occasion, World Bank's Vice President Schaefer expressed interest in investing Nepal's energy sector. Likewise, a discussion was held to obtain a concessional loan for the 1,061-megawatt Upper Arun hydropower project to be constructed in Sankhwasabha district. The Government of Nepal and development partners endorsed the landmark Kathmandu Declaration yesterday to develop a strategic action plan for Nepal towards green, resilient and inclusive development, which is also called GRID. The declaration was endorsed by the Ministry of Finance on behalf of the Government of Nepal and development partners at a high-level roundtable event titled Nepal's Transition to Green, Resilient and Inclusive Development for Sustainable Recovery, Growth and Jobs. The press release issued by the World Bank states, under the Kathmandu Declaration, Nepal's development partners have identified up to $4.2 billion in potential future support, in addition to the $3.2 billion in previously committed resources to support GRID. Minister for State for Health and Population, Umesh Shrestha, has said that the government has been making preparations to import vaccines against COVID-19 for children. Talking to journalists in Chitwan yesterday, Minister Shrestha shared that 100,000 doses of the vaccines of Moderna and Pfizer for children would be imported before upcoming Dasai festival. State Minister Shrestha said the vaccines required for children have been ensured and the process to import Pfizer vaccine had reached its final stage. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday reported 1,476 new cases of COVID-19. A total test of 15,690 samples were tested yesterday. Likewise, 1,550 corona patients had recovered yesterday. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal had reached 96.3%. Similarly, 9 more corona-related deaths were recorded in the country yesterday, leading the total death toll to 11,081. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The United States has taken steps to pave the way for aid to flow into Afghanistan amid concern that sanctions on the Taliban would worsen a continuing humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. The U.S. Treasury Department yesterday said it issued 2 general licenses, one allowing the U.S. government, NGOs and certain international organizations, including the United Nations, to engage in transactions with the Taliban or Haqqani network, both under sanctions that are necessary to provide humanitarian assistance. The second license authorizes certain transactions related to export and re-export of food, medicine and other items. Director of U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Affairs, Andrea Gatke, said in a statement that U.S. would continue to work with financial institutions, NGOs and international organizations to ease the flow of agricultural goods, medicine and other resources in Afghanistan. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has said leaders of the United States, Japan, India and Australia have agreed to cooperate on fields such as COVID-19 vaccines and clean energy and space. Japanese Prime Minister Suga said this after the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue Quad meeting in Washington. Suga also told reporters on Friday that the 4 leaders agreed to hold a summit meeting every year. The meeting, which lasted 2 hours on Friday, aimed to cement the partnership amid global challenges and growing competition with China in the Indo-Pacific region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours. Maximum temperature was 30.5 degrees Celsius and minimum was 19.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Municipal conventions of Nepali Congress being held today. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa says government has adopted poor people-oriented and inclusive policy to safeguard their life and national's economy. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa informs all citizens will be vaccinated by the end of this year. And US to allow aid for Afghanistan despite sanctions against the Taliban. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next English news bulletin will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.